In the Green Meadow neighborhood of South Vicksburg, Mississippi, the race is on against the rising water. Workers are rushing to complete a makeshift levee by packing dirt on top of an old railroad bed. Authorities are expecting nearly 4 centimeters of rain to fall within the next few days. Officials want to make sure the levee can hold back the additional water. Carl Harris is with the city of Vicksburg.
If you look over the side, the water's right here, so we're trying to beat the water and the deadline.
Floodwaters have threatened over 200 homes in 2 neighborhoods and a cluster of businesses along Interstate 61.
Just in case we did get a breach in our levee.
Morgan Spivey, shop foreman at a local company, Energy Services International, told us the initial flood estimates would have left them pretty dry. But when revised estimates were made, the company became alarmed.
Well, we knew the water was coming up. We had our first crest stage was at 53.5, which wouldn't affect us real bad. We'd have some water in our loading dock in the back. And then about 3 days later, we had they increased a crest level to 57.5.
That would put 1 meter of water in the machine shop. So Spivey went to his boss, Clay Curry, with a plan that would save their business and 2 neighborhoods in the area.
We have a natural railroad track behind the office, and went back and looked and saw how we could utilize that. Got with some other companies locally right here that on the south side of Vicksburg, and made a plan to do what we could.
At first, the city of Vicksburg, which owns the railroad tracks, was not very supportive of building the levee. So the 5 local businesses began the project with their own money.
We kicked the process off privately. A couple of local TV stations interviewed us, some of the guys that were working down there from the other companies, and that kind of made it known that we weren't getting the assistance that we had hoped for.
The city of Vicksburg quickly changed its mind. Morgan says that was the plan all along.
We were really dependent on the city and the county to step in, which finally they once they did step in, they pretty much took the job over and got a lot of the headache off of us.
At 57.5, this is where we expect the water level to reach if the levee system fails.
Residents like Joe Petway in the Green Meadow neighborhood are thrilled. He says they would have had a 0.5 meter of water in the house without the plan. But as a precaution, they will still be moving some of the essentials out.
My mom's 86 and my brother is 54, but he's not in very good health. So we feel like we need to move the majority of the appliances and bedroom furniture and that kind of stuff and just have a makeshift home, if you will, until the water recedes or starts on the receding end.
But the city predicts a positive outcome for the neighborhood. And the Army Corps of Engineers is confident the levee will hold. The project will be completed in the coming days, and plenty of time for the expected crest on the 19th. Jeff Schweikord, VOA News, Vicksburg, Mississippi.